Police carrying a warrant stormed Abraham Chol's house following orders by a Central Equatoria State public prosecutor to arrest him. Chol's arrest was recorded and posted on social media. Video shows how the police stormed into his bedroom and arrested him. Chol said he had a vision that President Kiir and his deputy Machar will not be in power on July 9, 2021, the 10th anniversary of South Sudan's 10th independence. Chol, who his followers referred to as Prophet Abraham Chol, now calls himself King Abraham Kush, son of Adam, son of God. Philip Deng, a cousin to Chol, says the preacher should be given a chance to defend himself in court.
No, he's a man of God. But one thing I take as something very disappointing is the way that he's being treated. He's full of humiliations. He's a high-profile person. He's a head of his church. And there should be a protocol, immunities that are given to people. And the way that he's being handled, like now he's in prison, nobody talk about him.
Princess Eva Samuel is a pastor at Chol's church, which followers call the Kush Kingdom International Divine Royal Family.
He is not helping spiritually only, but physically. The widows and orphans in the kingdom, he is helping them with food and drinking. Lack of his presence now, I am solving many problems. I am seeking from the government of South Sudan or those who have arrested him to release King Abraham. People are in need of him.
23-year-old Angeline Ahmed, who is in charge of counseling and follow-up at Chol's church, also appealed for Chol's release, saying his presence is needed at the church.
There are some people who come from Uganda, they come from Egypt, they come from somewhere for his help, and he's in prison. In that reason, who can help us here? A house without a father is like a salt without, it's like a sauce without a salt.
South Sudan National Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says Chol is in Juba Central Prison under the supervision of the Attorney General and the Judiciary. He says Chol was arrested because he provoked the country's leaders.
Abraham was arrested because he actually posted a video in social media. I think you might have gone through it, stating that on Independence Day, there will be a change. The President, His Excellency the President, will not be there and the rest. So this created a situation to the public. People were very worried and all this. Yeah. So this, by law, is a crime. Yeah, provoking people and then telling things touching the leadership of the country.
General Justin says tests performed on Chol to determine his competence have been taken by the Medical Commission to a board of doctors from Juba Teaching Hospital. He says the results are expected any time now. Justin says citizens' freedom of expression is allowed, but it should not go against the law. He also says that people should be confident that Chol will get a fair treatment in prison and a fair trial in court. Chol was also arrested last year for holding a religious service during the government's COVID-19 lockdown. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.